Are you tired of your content not getting the reach it deserves? Change that at Grow With Video Summit. From May 23rd through the 25th, join industry leaders like Gary Vee, Ollie Abdaal, Patrick Bet-David, Cody Sanchez, and more for strategies that will elevate your visibility and engagement. So go to summit.thinkmedia.com to secure your ticket. Just click the link in the description or go to summit.thinkmedia.com.
There is a massive need to learn how to capture attention. See, attention is a resource and people only have so much of it. It's literally a war for attention. It is so important that we develop the skill of capturing attention. And so how can I get people to stop the scroll? The creator who understands the viewer best wins. So I have three tips for you that have helped us continue to get attention.
Welcome back to the Think Media Podcast. Sean Cannell here. And in this episode, we're going to be talking about how to get attention in a crowded online marketplace. The truth is, it's still possible to grow. It's still possible to get noticed. And it's still possible even to start from scratch, but not if you lack the skill of grabbing people's attention. Now, the content you're about to listen to was actually recorded at our event called growwithvideolive.com. And I'm going to tell you a little bit more about that later, but let's dive into this content.
Get ready, because you're really going to get some value, and let's dive into it. We're going to be talking about attention. These three video secrets will help you stand out and make more money. Does that sound good? Awesome. So, here's a question for you, kind of rhetorically. How many advertisements do you think that you're exposed to a day right now, personally? 200, 5,000, you know, 300. Well, back in 1970, it was reported that the average person saw 500 to 1,600 ads per day. 1970, okay? And there was no online marketing, so at this time, billboards, newspapers, TV promoting the latest products. Fast forward to 2007, and a market research firm discovered that people saw up to 5,000 ads per day. That was 2007. Remember the good news, bad news thing? Like, we're about to go. Now it's 2022, and it's estimated that the average person is estimated to encounter between 6,000 to 10,000 ads in one day. Can you say wow? Wow. Say it backwards. Wow. Flip it upside down. Call your mom. She hasn't heard from you. Just a side tip. Okay. So the point is, there is a massive need to learn how to capture attention, and attention has never been more scarce. In fact, Eric Schmidt said this: every 2 days, we create as much information right now as we did up to 2003. But here's the bad news. He said that in 2010. That's 12 years ago. It's way worse than that right now. Way worse. In fact, here's the actual data. He said that quote, and that much data was that little blue line you see on the screens. Look at 2025, the predictions, the amount of data, the amount of information, the amount of advertising that is coming at people is absolutely staggering. And so, again, we told you that, of course, we want you to be pumped about the opportunity for building your influence with online video, and it's real. And I actually believe that every person in here, again, with the right skills, strategies, taking action, mindset, can do it. But you have to be aware of also the reality. Leaders face reality with unshakable optimism, because there's a way to break through this, but we're going to need to learn how to get attention. Say attention. Attention. Look at your neighbor and say, can I have your attention, please? Look at the person on the other side and say, can I get your number? I mean, you look, learning some things, and I got a phone number, you know, amazing. Okay, attention. Listen, we're living in the attention economy. See, attention is a resource, and people only have so much of it. You only have so much of it, but so do other people. And so the bad news is that we are in a war, and I use that word purposefully. It's literally a war for attention. And we're competing against, yes, other business owners and content creators, but it's much deeper than that. We're in a war for attention. You right now are competing against Disney Plus, Jimmy Fallon, Fortnite, Elden Ring, Minecraft, PlayStation Plus. Like there's so much to do. It's everything everywhere right now. It's just content all of the time. And so ultimately, it is so important that we develop, listen, the skill of capturing attention. And for those who learn this skill, there's unlimited opportunity. But we have to figure out how to break through the noise, because here's the opportunity. Right now, 5 billion people around the world use the internet. That means they're reachable. You don't have to get on a plane. You don't have to buy a billboard. You don't have to place a TV ad. They're reachable on the other side of a mobile phone or a screen. This is new data. And 63%, that's 63% of the world's total population. And listen to this. People spend more than $1 million per minute online. Anybody want to just say, give me a minute? Can I just get a minute? I mean, seriously, can you just spare 1 minute for me? So that's all I need. And I get, you know, a cold meal, I'm good. So this is real. So if you can capture attention, then there's a way to reach these 5 billion people and actually have incredible opportunity to profit. And so how do I get attention? The questions really are, how can I stand out in the feed? These are the things you need to be thinking. Okay, social media, great. Social media panel, incredible information. What's happening? There's a feed, and every day you're waking up thinking, how do I stand out in that feed? How do I get someone's attention? How can I get someone to stop the scroll? Listen, if you're just like posting and praying, I'm a person of faith, but that's not going to work. Because what God also says is pray and then get to work. Which means, you know, figure out, okay, you got to take some strategy. Remember, reverse engineer in our system. We take some time to do some research. Man, how can I get people to stop the scroll? If you're in your industry and you look at what everybody else is doing and you imitate it, that's a bad strategy, because if everybody else is doing it, that's what everybody's seeing. This is why it's good. One of my favorite books, The Purple Cow by Seth Godin. Imagine you're going where I grew up in Arlington. We called it Cowtown. This was at my high school, everybody was wearing Carhartt before it was super cool, and like the hipsters wore it, and like Gen Z was wearing Carhartt. You ain't never worked on a farm in your life. I grew up on 6 acres. I had goats. I had horses. I'm ready to pick a fight with some Carhartt wearing Gen Z. Listen, I don't know where that's kind of a little tired already, loser. We got a couple more days. Listen, how do I stop the scroll? Purple cow. Imagine you're driving past a pasture of black and white cows, brown cows, and all of a sudden there's a purple cow. You would pull your car over. You'd be like, this is incredibly interesting. This is shareworthy. This is good for the gram. I'm going to take a selfie in front of this purple cow. So essentially the Seth Godin book summed up. How can I get people to stop the scroll? Be thinking about this, right? This is because how do we get attention? Because when you get it, on the other side is the influence, is the business growth, is the money. How do I structure my content to capture and hold the viewer's attention? So I have 3 tips for you that have helped us continue to innovate and evolve at Think Media and to continue to get attention. And tip number 1 is start with who. Start with who. Whose attention do you want? See, when there's 5 billion people on the internet, well, that's a lot of opportunity, so many people to reach. But if you try and reach everybody, you end up reaching nobody. But actually, the more specific you get and the more clear you are on who exactly you're trying to reach, the easier it is to get attention. If you just post and you just think, man, I'm God's gift to the world, man. This real? This is going to bless the world. I'm going to really bless the people with this. And you just post it randomly thinking it's going to reach everybody, it's going to fall on deaf ears, it's going to reach nobody. But if you post a reel and you know, I want to reach millennial single moms interested in entrepreneurship through Etsy, things just got a lot more interesting because of how specific your who has become. You see, the creator who understands the viewer best wins. This is actually a quote from me, which is a weird thing to say, because obviously I just said it. But all I did was I stole it from some business guru, And the sentence is, the business owner who understands their target customer best wins. It's the same thing. That to the degree, and I can't overemphasize this point, to the degree that you understand who you're trying to reach is to the degree that you will start to stand out and get attention. So you got to answer these questions. When you understand the person you're trying to reach, what keeps them up at night? Like, write this down. Like, who are you trying to reach? But like, what are they worried about at night? What are they talking about at the dinner table? This is real. What language do they use? The reason why the competitor that you're looking at, why are they growing, is they might understand the target audience better, the viewer better, the customer better, and so it's resonating, but you're not communicating right because you're not speaking to people's fears or pain points or where that specific target audience is. The creator who understands the viewer best wins. And I like to think about it like this. This is my stepdad, Phil Eskelin. And as we were growing up, my stepdad took me fishing a few times. And I need to emphasize the word few times. Like, this is not very many times. And if there's any fishermen in the room, I want to apologize in advance. But he did teach me a lesson, and it was this, that you use different lures for different fish. Right? This is how fishing works. Example, spinnerbait. This is where real fishermen, you're going to like attack me afterwards. Like, you didn't say it right. Okay, listen. These are attractive for hunting fish. So this particular bait is perfect for catching predator fish like pike or bass. Half the room's like, where are we going with this? Is this information we needed? Listen, jigs. Fishing with jigs is an excellent way to catch bass or other types of freshwater fish. Or buzz bait. This is a great jigging. Where am I? Where are my notes? Who cares? Lures are different lures for different fish.
My money don't jiggle.
I think you get the point.
Bones. I'd like to see you wiggle wiggle.
Okay,
sure.
Okay. So the point remains, right? That ultimately, when you go out to fish, you're not just like, well, I'm going to just grab my pole, throw the hook in the water, hope this works. You pick a specific lure when you have a specific target. Different in freshwater, different in fly fishing, different in saltwater. And so who are you trying to reach? Getting so clear on that is ultimately going to design the content to attract your ideal audience.
Imagine being in the room with some of today's top personal brands, video marketing experts, and online entrepreneurs. This year, you will have that chance at growwithvideolive.com. Grow With Video Live is the number one conference for building your personal brand and growing your business with online video. This year's speakers include Dave Ramsey, Pat Flynn, Shalene Johnson, the Think Media team, and many more. So go to growwithvideolive.com to get your ticket today.
Tip number two, you got to master the art of the hook. You got to master the art of the hook. Now, this is interesting. I actually learned from a study from Microsoft that the average attention span of the goldfish is 9 seconds, okay? And what they discovered in this study, though, is that now people actually lose concentration in our culture today because of smartphones after 8 seconds, highlighting the effects of an increasingly digitized lifestyle on the brain. And so just look at your neighbor and say, you've got the attention span of a goldfish. They already forgot that you said that. Like, they already, it's crazy. Like, it goes so fast. Like, we already forgot the first couple. But no, this is true. So ultimately, we have to be creating content, master the art of the hook, that is grabbing people's attention and is clear if it's right for them or wrong for them within at least 8 seconds. But this study was actually done, here's more bad news, it was done like 10 years ago. And the digitization on the brain is showing us when you're doing short form video, reels, TikToks, you need to know how to hook viewers' attention in 1 second. Think of your own behavior. I'm scrolling through, not interesting, not interested, not interesting, not interested. Didn't stand out to me. You have like a second to grab people's attention. So ultimately, when it comes to online video, this is why we have to master the art of the hook. And so here are the elements of the hook. And Vanessa touched on this. It's your topic, your title, and your headline. It's ultimately, it depends on the platform, but you can use this everywhere. What are the video topics, knowing who your who is, that would most resonate with my who. Now, by the way, your who is probably you 2 years ago. In fact, your who is probably still you. Like if you geek out about it and you love it and you read about it, what's in your Amazon cart and what are you fascinated with? Like that's probably very similar to the person you're going to help serve. And so when you just are in tune with who you're talking to and you're in tune with the culture around the business topic that you're in, you got to be talking about the right topics. Listen, there are literally a million different video ideas you could shoot tomorrow. You could talk about more than that. There's literally unlimited ideas. You could make a video about fishing tomorrow. You can make a video about crocheting. You can make a video about taxes. You can make a video, and even within your niche, you can make a video about a recent policy change that happened in the news. So thinking about, here's the question, what topics, right, are on the mind of the person that you want to reach? That comes up with the video idea itself. Then you have to title that in a compelling way, or the headline, which in social media, you have a headline that is what people see on Facebook, or the caption. And then if there's a thumbnail available, like on YouTube, all of these things come together in our fishing analogy to be the lure that makes you stand out in the sea of sameness. And so the question is, what is going to hook my target viewer's attention? You know, we help people with YouTube. And so knowing that if someone's starting YouTube, how to get your first 1,000 subscribers is a very, by the way, now watch, the topic is very specific. It's not just how to get subscribers, it's how to actually get a very specific amount of subscribers. And then we see some thumbnail best practices, eye contact, you see a little bit of brighter contrast, you see the YouTube logo, which is a signal. And so what is the desire for your target person, your who? What is a problem or an ambition that person's trying to reach? I'm helping people with YouTube. This is one of the ambitions they're trying to reach. Specific problem. What is the specific problem that you're going to be covering? Also, what is their skill level? You want some video ideas? You could talk at a beginner level. What's a different level? Medium. What's a different level? Advanced. So if you just go, I'm trying to reach them all, then it might be hard to stand out, especially in a more competitive 2022 world. But what if you became just for advanced people or just for beginners? These are distinctions where you'll really start to capture attention. Where are they on their journey? Are they trying to get 10,000? How about 100,000? There's so many milestones along the way. And then also, is this information new and relevant? Notice in the title, it's how to get 1,000 subscribers on YouTube in 2022, if we put it on the screen again. Yeah. And so we see beginners, the year, very specific. If you want to get attention, you have to master the art of the hook. Now, here's another example from Heather Torres, and she's one of our Think Media content creators. Haven't Heather's sessions been amazing today? So she made a video, Easy Ways, people love easy, to grow your podcast, very specific, guaranteed growth, very compelling. Like, I would love some guaranteed growth. Thumbnail, headphones, tell a story. So in the title, easy, the desire, growth, the specific pain point, podcast, and includes a guarantee. The thumbnail, emotion, headphones, podcast, logos, Spotify, YouTube. Text reinforces the promise, podcast growth. Arrows reinforces that. And the thumbnail itself is still clean and minimal. So for mastering the art of the hook, it is the title. It's the topic itself, picking out something specific to help people with. How to grow a podcast. We recommend video podcasting. And just recording on YouTube as well, and then distributing on the audio platforms. And so these are two elements of the hook, but let's actually check now the first opening line. So part of the hook is now the first things you say in the video. Let's listen to Heather.
As a newbie podcaster, you probably have a lot of questions swirling around in your head. Things like, is there a right way to be publishing my podcast? Should I be formal or more humorous? Or is there best practices to get my podcast out to new people? Well, we have done a lot of research on the top podcasts that are winning right now, and I want to give you six of those best practices to help you stand out on your podcast.
Wow. So that hook, that would be the hook and the opening of the video, was really power-packed. And this is worth screenshotting once all the points are up there, of tips for hooking your viewer. Let's go through some. One, she calls out a specific person. Are you thinking about starting a podcast? Now, in the percentage of people in the world, how many of over 6 billion people does that apply to? Not very many. Like a percent of a percent. So we are afraid to call out a specific person. No, call out a specific person. Then she asks some qualifying questions. Are you kind of frustrated? Like, am I doing this right? Are there things that are happening in this mind? Like, you're probably thinking, should my podcast be formal or informal? This is the thing. The creator who understands the viewer best wins. When someone opens up your video and goes, wow, this person understands me. It's almost like they're talking to me about the conversations I was having last night with my spouse or what I was laying in bed thinking about. She asked some clarifying questions. She calls out the problem. She says, you know, ultimately, it's hard because you don't know what the best practices of growing a podcast are. She also builds authority and listens to how she does it. She said, we've been doing a lot of research. So you might say, well, Sean, I'm not an expert. And of course, you want maybe a little bit of momentum, but you only have to be one or two steps ahead of someone else to start helping them. But here's the secret. She goes, so I've done a lot of research. So you could be like Napoleon Hill, right? Think and Grow Rich. He hadn't built a big business at the time. He interviewed the people that were. He had done a lot of research. So the authority was, listen, we've like just condensed a lot of the research into this video. And then there was a little bit of B-roll. That's some extra footage to show and tell about. And I love that you took, there's one more though. I'm packing your phone with more data. That's why the numbers are getting so big. If we keep, okay. And number six is numbers. Use numbers. Number six. And so she goes, so then she's like, so listen, I've got six specific strategies for you in this video, which is a good way to keep viewer retention higher because now people are like, well, I got to get all six strategies. Like I need to, there's a reason to stick around to listen to all the points. And so this would be a great time to screenshot the six tips for hooking the viewer when it comes to ultimately opening your video. And at Think Media, we a lot of times will just create our videos off of an outline. But we a lot of times script our hooks. They're that important. Any fisherman would tell you the lure is that important. You got to get it right. You have to think about, like, who do I want to attract? And have I set it up right? Title, thumbnail, and ultimately your opening. Let's look at one other example here from a vertical video that, remember, I taught earlier today that we're making these vertical videos and posting them on YouTube Shorts, TikTok, and Instagram Reels. And if they're under 30 seconds, Facebook Reels. And LinkedIn's about to make Reels. And I'm sorry, I'm stressed too. And so we could post that multiple places. But that's why I like making just one video. Let's check it out.
Five books every YouTube creator should read this year. Superfans by Pat Flynn. Crushing It, Gary Vaynerchuk. Your Next Five Moves by Patrick Bet David. YouTube Secrets by Sean Cannell and Benji Travis. $100 Million Offers by Alex Hormozi. Man, this book is big. What is one book you recommend? Let me know and follow me, Sean Cannell, rhymes with YouTube channel, if you want more YouTube tips like this.
Thank you. And so, what was the question? What camera? Well, that's like a Sony FX1 or FX3. It's a really nice camera. Shot vertically, and it was a whole conversation during our VIP lunch, but ultimately these are meant to be quick, fast, vertical videos. But ultimately, notice this. I was calling out people who read books. I was calling out specific people who read books. So again, if you just try to reach people who read books, it's a little too broad. Is it teen fiction? Is it health books? So I was calling out even a specific niche within a niche. The first frame, watch, were the books backwards. Subtle, but mystery. Like, what are these? Like, trying to stop the scroll. Like, let me just see. Maybe he'll review all of them. Audience retention matters on every platform. You want people to watch until the end. And then the first sentence says exactly what you're going to get in the video. Not, hi, my name is Sean. Not, so, hey, glad you stopped here on Instagram. Listen. In just a second, I'm going to tell you about why I'm making this video. But I'm so great. Like, they're gone, man. You have the 1 second attention span now, right? And so ultimately, and not only that, the other cool thing is the first frame becomes the thumbnail on Instagram as well. And so here's another example, seven ways to make your first $1,000 on YouTube. This is Facebook using it as a headline. But let me just give you the last one, is use power words in your titles and your social media captions. If you're going to hook attention, use power words. And because we're on a schedule, I'll crush this for you in about 2 minutes. But here's just a couple power words. Warning. Use that one. It's a good one. Warning. This software will give you an unfair advantage on YouTube. It's a pretty good title. Like, one of the greatest skills you can really begin to study is the art of copywriting, writing persuasive advertising copy, which would be like studying headlines and ultimately stopping and getting attention. Here's a weird strategy I learned from toothpaste. New. This is a great power word. And here's why I learned it, because I was like, wait a minute. Is the toothpaste really new? Like, how much has toothpaste really changed in the last few years? You know? How about in the last 20 years? Like, notice this one, new technology. The audacity of Colgate to just new technology? Like, what are you talking? This is toothpaste. But it's true. Using the word new, there's Pat Flynn. Using the word new YouTube growth strategies. And here's a cool way that you might say, well, but what if it's not new? Here's how it can be ethically new. One thing is that you're always looking for. I knew that Pat had a bunch of new things that I hadn't heard, and I interviewed him on my show. So new YouTube growth strategies, when everyone's like, man, everyone's saying the same thing, gets people to stop the scroll. New YouTube strategies for 2022. Another thing you need to be doing is just study some of the latest news in your industry. Just look up Google News, look up some stats. Now you have something new. And then listen to this. Something is always new to somebody else. For the one troll whose name is Minecraft62, and he's 15 on your channel, on your business channel, and I don't know why you care about what he's saying, and he goes, oh, that wasn't new. I knew that. You're not making your content for Minecraft63. You're making your content for someone who's just discovering you for the first time. So it really is actually always new. And we learned it from toothpaste. So is it clickbait? No. Like, ultimately, it's a way to get attention. And all that they did is they're like, we added zinc into the toothpaste. It's new. Did it even need zinc? No. Zinc actually doesn't help at all. You know what? But they changed the formula like 1%. It's new. You know? And so new could be very, very powerful. And so here's a couple power words. Easy, best, new, free. These are great ways. These are videos that really succeeded and have done well for us using power words because, again, we've got to get attention. A couple of my favorite books, and I have a whole collection of books that are kind of like this, but words that sell, phrases that sell. Friends, you are a communicator. You are someone who is ethically persuading individuals towards something good. So you have to begin to get attention because I know you want to help them. You want to solve problems. Your business solves problems. Your content will serve them. And so knowing how to influence and persuade is super powerful. And so as we land the plane, I just want to introduce you to my mom, Susan Escalin, and just remind you and share with you something I'll never forget that she told me. When my heart was broken after Nikki broke up with me in high school for the starting quarterback of the football team. Still in counseling for that and still recovering. But no, ultimately, so that is a true story. And you can imagine being 16. Do you remember the one that got away? Man, that killed the mood. People are like, yeah, shoot, dog. You know, like, sorry, I didn't mean to take it there. But here's what she said. There are plenty more fish in the sea. There are plenty more fish in the sea. Here's the good news. There are 5 billion people on the internet. There's $1 million a minute being created online. So there's plenty of new customers, friends. There's plenty of viewers for your videos, but you have to commit to the art of getting attention. You have to commit to the art of learning these skills because you will be able to stand out because guess what? 99% of people are not going to put in the work like you. 99% of people didn't invest in this online conference or get in this room. You being here is equipping you, but as you learn these things and apply them and take action, it'll work. It will help you stand out in the sea of sameness. And so start with who, master the art of the hook, use your power words in your titles and social media captions, and you will get more attention and it'll help you build your influence and income.
So we've been learning all about how to capture attention online, but the learning doesn't stop here. I want to make sure you're subscribed to the Think Media Podcast for future episodes. And if you enjoy episodes like this, make sure to like, rate, review, and maybe share this with somebody that would get value from it. If you haven't got your ticket for growwithvideolive.com yet, grab your ticket. And I can't wait to connect with you in a future episode. My name is Sean Cannell, your guide to building a profitable YouTube channel. This is the Think Media Podcast, and we will talk soon.